We continue to see fallout from last week's Fed decision, in which the central bank shook up global markets as it flagged two rate hikes out in 2023. The resulting price action has been exceptionally U.S. dollar bullish as yield differentials shift back in the buck's favor, while weighing significantly on investor sentiment, with stocks under pressure on worry associated with rising U.S. yields and less attractive stock market valuations. Even the yen has finally responded to all the flow, rallying back on traditional correlations with risk off. We're also seeing added downside pressure in the euro and pound on the risks associated with the Delta virus variant. The ECB hasn't helped the euro as well with its dovish talk, and last Friday's miserable UK retail sales have added downside pressure to the pound. U.S. short-term yields have continued to rise, with the two-year up to its highest level since April of 2020. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar come in the form of the Chicago Fed National Activity Index and a speech from ECB President Lagarde. That's all for now.